Arlo Maryville, a big 34-0 win here over Richmond here tonight. The Sadler view. As Sadler just kind of started us off, kind of give us the thoughts, kind of the takeaways on this win for you guys here tonight.
You know, just a great team win, really. You know, we kind of started a little slow, but we put things together, and, you know, we really came out and we just dominated. I mean, it was great to see everybody was, you know, being hyped about the game, and, you know, we just had a great performance.
So really kind of talk about that defensive side tonight. I think you guys forced 5-6 turnovers here tonight. Obviously, you hold them scoreless this evening as well. Talk about what was working on that defensive side tonight.
You know, we just our DBs were playing a great game out there. You know, we were also getting a whole lot of pressure from our D-line, the linebackers. You know, so really, it's a whole team effort. But, you know, they're giving them a lot of opportunities. The D-line's giving them a lot of opportunities, you know, go make plays on the ball.
Offensively, big rushing night for you as well. Kind of talk about your rushing performance here tonight.
You know, there was some good plays, some bad plays. But, you know, eventually the line just opened up some holes. And, you know, I had great blocks from, obviously, the tight ends, running backs. So I give that all to them, you know.
Congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stuart. Got started with that pick there. You had two of them in the game, so take us through what you were seeing defensively.
Well, our offense was pretty slow coming out the game, so we knew we had to turn up on defense, and we had to just make the big plays and get our offense that ball in good field position so we can go finish that.
Yeah, with the donut on the board in the district championship game, just what's that mean to secure the shutout?
Well, we get some donuts after this game with them again zero, so we're going to take this win. We're going to feel good rest of the week. Take it on to the next week and do the same thing.
Take me through the receiving touchdown. I mean, you've got those down, but that one was a little crosser there, and Drench hit you in stride, and you did the rest.
They were trying to play man coverage on me, and it wasn't working, so we took the opportunity to get me across the field and give me that ball.
Just you guys' secondary, what's kind of come together with it? Had a couple opportunities for a couple more picks in that one, but really good against a team that likes to throw the ball around. So what have you seen from your secondary throughout the year?
We just had to come together this week. We came together like off practices and after school and talked about film and met up and just went over their passes and formations and all that. And then we just came closer together and talked with each other and made sure we knew what we were running and to put that on the field.
It also helps, obviously, to have that front in front of you guys as well. Talk about the pressure they were able to generate tonight defensively.
Well, yeah, our D-line was doing amazing. They were getting pressure all over the quarterback. And then our secondary were just picking it off because the quarterback, he had a little trouble with the pressure and throwing the balls in the pressure.
And, I mean, I kind of figured at some point we'd see Sadler on defense, and he comes in for that nitro package in there, and first time all year. First time playing defensive end ever, I think. Talk about that, how much that helps to see one of your leaders now playing both sides of the ball.
Well, last year he had to come off a linebacker for injuries, but we're using him this year. He's a lot stronger than last year, and we put him at D-end with that package because it's just very strong for us, and we can really go put some pressure on that quarterback.
You guys are used to winning these district titles, but what's it mean to get one at the Hound Pound? And we'll see if you got any more games at the Hound Pound, but good way to end the home season, I'm guessing.
Yep. It just means everything to us getting these wins and keep stacking them up. Give us a good season for our seniors and just having them finish the year out with a state title on them.
You guys good? Beginning of the year, and that's obviously one of the things that's out there to go win. What's it mean to win the district championship?
Yeah, it's very, very excited, happy for our kids. Yeah, there's a lot of smiles out there on the field, and it's not just our team, you know, there's student bodies out there, their friends, their families. That's the expectation. It's Smithtown football, so that's a lot of pressure on kids, and they responded well. You know, we came out and played well, and I'm very happy for our kids. And to reach this point, it's a good milestone. You know, you don't ever take these things for granted. I talk about it all week, but you know, cherish every one of these because they don't just happen. And the kids really work for it.
So I got to talk about the defensive side. Obviously, hold him to a goose egg tonight. I think he had 5 or 6 turnovers defensively also. Just kind of talk overall just that defensive effort from your guys here tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, I think I was very proud of the way our kids sometimes defensive football gets a bad rep for just being like, you know, strong guys, you run, you tackle, you hit, and it's kind of the dumb guys on the field. And That's not the case. We challenged them mentally a lot this week with a lot of checks. Richmond's offense forces you to do that, to be able to get us in different coverages. So there's a lot of mental things all week that our defensive guys really focused on and had a big challenge. You know, there's not a more talented receiver in class three, I think, than number one for Richmond. I mean, he can go and two's good and the quarterback's good. I mean, that's a talented football team that had a big challenge defensively. So our kids kind of had played with a chip on their shoulder. Obviously, come out, not great field position, come inside the 30-yard line and keep them out of the end zone. And then the turnovers, you know, getting those takeaways on defense made a big impact in this game.
Don't see many times where a guy switches to left tackle for the district title game, but Jackson said it was his idea early in the week, and he came to you guys and said he thought he was the guy for the job, and held up out there and obviously well enough to run as well as you guys did today. Talk about Jackson Wilmots making that switch.
Yeah, that's a great characteristic, to be an unselfish teammate. And you change your jersey number, and all of a sudden nobody knew who Double Nickel was out there. And he's that's just what type of teammate he is. And he's got some really good friends on the team that talk about brotherhood. And, you know, it's win or go home. And obviously injuries like the Tyson, those aren't ideal. And to see him step up and play a new position is impressive. And he'll get better. I mean, he didn't play perfect by any means. And we'll watch film, and he'll get better next week.
New position for Sadler, too. He played some linebacker in the past, but a little juiced up nitro package with him coming off the edge there. How nice was that to see him embrace that challenge as well, and had a pretty good day running the ball as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a stud, and you get in those pass rush situations in this time of year, again, it gets some spread looks. I mean, you've got to generate pass rush, and we've worked on it all year, and we've done a good job with our base package at times, but it's playoffs, so you put your best guys out there, and Sadler made a big impact in all phases tonight, and that was impressive.
So talk about Luke Ziegler also. He had some big impacts also on both sides of the ball tonight. A couple of big picks. Had the receiving touchdown as well for you guys. Just talk about his performance here this evening.
Yeah, I think, you know, I made some statements this week that I heard from other coaches that have played Richmond, and they talked about how, you know, number one for Richmond will be the best player on the field, and he plays receiver and safety. And without telling Lucas Ziegler that, I think he took that and kind of said, I'm going to show you. And man, he made some catches at receiver, and he played some safety, came down and hit, and all over the field. And I think he had a good punt return, kickoff return, you know, just made an impact on the game a lot. And Ziggs talented. He showed it tonight. We're gonna need him to keep going. So I'm glad he's just a junior.
We talked about Sadler, but your defensive line as a whole making plays. Maybe the highlight comes with the big man touchdown there, and old Luke's got a little bit more speed than maybe the average D tackle. But yeah. Sadler gets a big hit, and Luke goes off sprinting with the convoy there. So talk about that play.
That's one. I'm sure he'll put that memory in for a long time. He'll tell his grandkids about it one day. And I guarantee you, I could hear TJ Allen's dad up there screaming from the top of his mouth. So top of his lungs. So really proud of Luke. But yeah, those are always great memories. And it was great to see him rolling downfield.
Yeah, sweet.